Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, 18th August 2022. Top stories for today: an African prostitution operating from a condominium unit in Cyberjaya got busted yesterday, with 7 Tanzanians and 3 Ugandans arrested during a raid by the Immigration Department. Immigration Director General Dato Sri Khairul Zaimi Daud said the syndicate targeted international students and African men, especially Nigerians, as clients, pricing between 200 ringgit and 500 ringgit for each customer. In another news, any form of bullying among students was considered a serious offence, as Senior Education Minister Dato Dr. Mohamad Razi Mohamad Jidin said measures must be taken continuously to curb such activities. Earlier today, Razi launched the bullying complaint portal, consisting of 3 channels that can be used to lodge reports relating to bullying cases, especially among school students. Malaysia reported a total of 3,560 new COVID-19 cases as of midnight Wednesday. Based on the data from the COVID Now portal, a total of 2,541 individuals recovered and were discharged. The Ministry of Health also recorded 15 COVID-related deaths yesterday, with 4 confirmed as brought in dead. On the international front, the death toll from the huge explosion at a crowded mosque in the Afghan capital Kabul yesterday has risen to 30, with more than 40 people injured. According to Kabul police, the blast occurred during evening prayers. The mosque imam is reported to be among the dead. As of now, no terrorist group has claimed accountability on the attack. Meanwhile, flash floods hit northwest China after a sudden downpour triggered mudslides, causing a river to change course, affecting more than 6,200 people from 6 villages. According to authorities, at least 16 people have been killed and 36 are missing, while rescue work is ongoing. And torrential rain has slammed the west and north of New Zealand's South Island for a 3rd straight day, forcing more than 230 to evacuate their homes and triggering road and school closures and landslides. A tropically fueled storm has dumped more than 30 cm of rain on parts of the South Island, causing rivers to burst their banks. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.